Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Are you talking?
Yeah. Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown, Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats, from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you from a sunshiny Rushi High School baseball diamond. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman here on ScoresBroadcast.com as the Rushi Raiders take on the Anna Rockets. Rushi 1-1 on the year. Anna a victory and a tie in two games. These two clubs met twice last year in Shelby County League action, and they split. We covered the game here at Rushi. When Mr. Unruferth was outstanding, he threw a four-hitter, didn't walk a batter, struck out five, and Rushi won 2-0. Then late in the campaign, Anna won in eight innings, and Anna to wind up getting second place in the Shelby County League. Rockets finished 10-2 in league play a year ago, Rushi 9-3. Fort Loramie was the league champ. Important league encounter here today. It's got some league championship implications. It's crazy for us to say that, but you figure Anna, Rushi, Fort Loramie once again will be at the top of the league standings heading into the final couple weeks, Brandon, so this game is as important as game 20 on the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're talking in terms of the Shelby County League race, absolutely. And of course, when those tournament draws come, which will only be, you know, about a month from now, you know, these are the type of wins that you point to when you want to try to get that higher, better seed. You say, hey, I beat Anna, or I beat Rushi. something like that to be able to beef up your tournament credibility. So right now, yes, it's an early important game. You know, it can get you ahead. Obviously not a guarantee. We've seen teams fight back from early season losses, but these teams here today, along with Fort Laramie, have really dominated the Shelby County Athletic League over the course of the last decade. So, you know, getting a win today will be critical for both teams on their path of trying to win an SCL title.
Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here this evening, defense and pitching so mighty important. Which club will get the timely late-inning base hit? The two hurlers on the bump are Zach Plyman for Anna, and for Rushi, it's left-hander Maddox Gubo. Those are key building components for this game here at Rushi this afternoon. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space with key building components, too, that inspire the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. A few clouds overhead, rain well off to the southwest, light breeze from the southwest. The sun is shining right now. It's play ball here at Rushi. Glad you could join us. Rushi Raiders host the Anna Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, apologize. Sorry about that. I hit a commercial.
Now, for tomorrow's world, we'll keep it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I guess we better plug in all the cables. Thank you so much for our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardT.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student-athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Is Jack Kramer along with Brandon Koberman back at Rushi. Beautiful day for baseball. Shelby County League action as the Rockets and Raiders go at it here on Scores Broadcast. We'll introduce to you our starting lineups in just a moment. Anna Rockets 18-10 a year ago, 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. As I mentioned, the two clubs split one season ago. Rushi 18-12. In March of 25, 9-3 in SCAL action. Rushi Raiders under head coach Kevin Flippo in his 12th year, 8 straight district championships, 5 straight regional titles, and from March of 21 through March of 24, a phenomenal 104-24 mark, Brandon. That's unbelievable.
Very, but that's where this program's been for the last, you know, decade under Kevin Flippo, and even the guys that were performing like Rick Gold. Just excellent consistency, one of the best programs in the area, and they always play their best baseball come May and June as well. So they've been very fortunate, been to the state, you know, 4 years in a row, and of course really running through to the regionals with no problem. They have been the standard really in the Southwest District and small school baseball the last 5 years.
A state championship for Rushi back in the 21-22 season when the Raiders went 25-6 on the campaign. In March of 21 into 26-6, 25-6 the next year, as I noted, 26-7 in March of 23 and 27-5 in March of 24 and 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League two seasons ago. Your starting lineups for visiting Anna: leading off the catcher, a senior, Zeb Playman. Batting second, the center fielder, a sophomore, Carson Worthington. Hitting third, shortstop, sophomore, Cale Hoying. Cleanup, DH, sophomore, Quentin Hughes. Batting fifth, second baseman, junior, Cale Wanamaker. Sixth, third baseman, sophomore, Ezra Egbert. Right fielder, junior, Colton Hensler. Hits in the seventh spot. Eighth, first baseman, sophomore, Jace Knoll. Batting ninth, right field, a senior, Bryson Hull. Tony Metzler, third-year head coach of the Anna Rockets, and his mark overall wins and losses has gotten better each season since the final year of Coach Aldhauser four campaigns ago. A steady rise for Anna baseball. For the Rushi Raiders, Michael Voisard leads off, left fielder, senior. Batting second, pitcher, senior, Maddox Gubo. Batting third, shortstop, senior, Cooper Underfirth. Hitting fourth, first baseman, sophomore, Grant Bergman. Fifth, right fielder, a soft, Parker Lloyd. Sixth, Leo Count, senior, at third base. Seventh, Sam Pranger, junior, catching. Batting eighth, the DH, junior, Brody Flippo. Batting ninth is the center fielder, a junior, Eli Borchers. The DH for Anna hits for pitcher Zach Plyman, and the DH for Rushi hits for second baseman, sophomore Quinn Hoying. We'll have the first pitch in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
It is time for the first pitch here at Rushi. Raiders in the gold jerseys, blue hats, white pants. Anna Rockets wearing the green and white. The white caps, the green bill, the green A on the front of the caps. Rockets visiting team hit first here in the top of the initial inning. Zeb Plyman, outstanding football wide receiver. Goes both ways, plays special teams as well on the gridiron. Had a great campaign. as Zeb Plyman, catcher, senior, leads off. Carson Worthington, sophomore center fielder, bats second. Cale Hoying, sophomore shortstop, hits third for the green and white. The battery for the Rushi Raiders, Maddox Gubo on the mound. And behind the plate is Sam Bringer, a junior.
Yeah, the interesting change for Rushi's Cooper Umperfirst used to being behind the plate most of the time. He's out playing shortstop now. That void obviously left by probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, player to ever walk through Rushi baseball history in Brown Gardonier.
And the initial pitch of the game just misses at the knees, but off the outside corner, ball no strikes, and Plyman, who swings from the right side, feet spread way apart in the box. And he looks at a strike, a hummer by Gubo. Thigh high, outside half of the plate, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Plyman. Outfield shades him toward right in center and right field as he takes a pitch down for ball two and a strike. Rushi third baseman, Leo counts, even with the bag. Shortstop Unverfirth shades up the middle. Gubo, the left-hander, swings, and it's a foul tip at the plate, in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Bringer. And it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Gubo. Left field, left side of the diamond on the infield. Sunfield's here today, yeah. Brandon.
Always is. That left field is brutal here. It always has been. It's never been a fan to a person playing left field here. You never like it.
Gubo's 2-2 pitch just below the knees, a smidgen, and it's ball three, strike two. Full count on Plyman. Gubo fires, and it is missing the outside corner, just a hair below the knees. Good spot. Most hitters might have taken a hack at that, but Plyman did not offer. He looked it over. It was a great take. He's on at first with a base on balls to start the game here for the Anna Rockets. Here's Carson Worthington. Very similar batting stance to Plyman. Feet spread apart. Left-hander Gubo looks at Plyman. And he had Plyman retreating. Worthington squared to bunt, took it for strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing, and one on Worthington, sophomore center fielder for the Rockets. Counts is at the edge of the grass at third. Gubo fires. The pitch is up in the zone. Bunted foul to the right.
Get his back in time right there. Fouled that one off.
No balls, two strikes, nothing, and two on the hitter Worthington for Anna. One on, none out for the Rockets. Gubo looks at first, makes the two-strike pitch. No, goes to first base, and Plyman is back.
It's a good throw over in that count. They try to bunt in a 0-2 situation, maybe an off-speed situation where they might be going. That's a good throw over right there by Maddox Gubo.
Wind blowing right to left here at Rushi. Blowing toward the left field corner, left field fence. There's a strike three called on the outside corner just above the knees. Worthington leaned toward it, hesitated, didn't take a cut, and it cost him. 0-2 pitch was too close to take. Here's Cale Hoying with a runner at first and one out for Anna in the top of the first inning. No score on scoresbroadcast.com. Plyman is going. He's got good wheels. Oh, he stopped halfway to second. Then the throw down nips him in time. Well done by the catcher, Pringer, who threw a bullet to the Rushi Raiders second baseman. Quinn Hoying was there to slap the tag on Plyman, and he was not sure what to do. Hung out to dry. He was 45 feet off the bag at first, and then he made a belated hustle move to second base and was nabbed.
Oh, I think he lost his footing initially and then was caught out in the middle there, and he didn't know whether to go or not. And by the time Pringer threw it, it was a good throw and got him by quite a bit.
It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hoying. That pitch is down and in. It rolls away from Pringer. 2-1 on the hitter for Anna. No one on now and two out for Anna here in the top of the first. There's a beautiful pitch by Gubo as he zipped a fastball right down the middle to even up the count at 2-2.
Well, Gubo's making it known that he's going to work that inside corner pretty well.
Here's the windup of Maddox. Breaking pitch down, and the hitter for Anna swings over the top. He thought it was strike two. It's strike three, and Hoying is retired A couple of K's in the frame for Gubo on the bump for Rushi. A man out stealing. Anna's up and out. Three hitters gone in the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Anna nothing, and the Rushi Raiders are coming to bat.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Up the Rushi Raiders come to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Michael Voisard, a senior. Maddox Gubo, senior. Cooper Unverfirth, a senior as well, against the offerings of senior Zach Plyman on the hill for the Anna Rockets, a right-hander in contrast to Gubo of Rushi. Voisard steps in from the left side. Tall, rangy, left-handed swinger, 6'4", feet spread far apart, right-hand foot well out in front of the plate. He hits a number up the third baseline, and there's a great hustle play by catcher Zeb Plyman. He went 25 feet up the line at third and fielded that ball and threw out the speedy Voisard, who, as I said, at 6'4", with the lengthy limbs, got down there in a jiffy, but that's an outstanding defensive maneuver by the Anna catcher. Well done by Zeb Plyman, Brandon.
That's exactly how you teach a catcher or a pitcher to go field a ball like that, that's hit like that. And he did it fundamentally well, threw it right down the first baseline. Nice play there by Zeb Plyman.
Maddox Gubo pitches with the left, bats from the right, and he takes a couple of good pitches for strikes from Zach Plyman. The first one, a fastball. The second, a fine bender. There's a high heater, a ball, and two strikes. One and two. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Anna sent three hitters to the plate in the first, an out stealing after a walk. And there's a pitch hooked foul down the left field line, bouncing up against the fence. Count remains a ball, two strikes, one and two on Gubo. There's a high fastball, swing and a miss. He struck him out, did Plyman, as climbing the ladder was Gubo. And here's Cooper Unverfirth, the shortstop, senior, stepping in. Cooper hits from the right side. He's got a home run to his credit already in a couple of games this year for Rushi. There's a big hook, a strike. It broke right over the heart. Nothing in one. Zach Plyman's got the bender working, Brandon.
That was a good pitch right at the knees. This is a tough pitch to hit, especially you're not going to see Cooper Unford probably getting anything better than this second pitch he just saw for a strike.
How about that? Fastball at the letter, strike two. Nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, and Cooper Unford Let's see if he's fed a waste pitch here. It is wide of the plate. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Unverfirth. No one on for Rushi. Bottom of the first, no score. Shelby County Athletic League action from Rushi here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Hard ground ball up the middle. Pitcher can't field. Second baseman for Anna near the bag does. Throw into first, out. Well done by Kale Wanamaker for the Anna Rockets. Good defense. And the first is in the books. Anna nothing, Rushi nothing. After one complete frame here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, we go to the top of inning number two, Anna batting in the person of Quentin Hughes. He's down a strike after a foul ball. That pitch from left-hander Maddox Gubo from Rushi is outside. A ball, a strike, one and one. Hughes, tall, lanky, right-hand batter, goes golfing at that one. It was down. Good pitch by Gubo. Hughes missed it. Strike two. One and two.
Good little changeup that just runs away from a right-handed hitter, you know, because he's throwing from a left-handed side.
Gubo again, down below the knees, good spot. 1-2 pitch missed. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two on Hughes for Anna. Outfield fairly deep around to the left. That pitch is in under the hands, perhaps a cutter just off the corner of the plate. Full count, 3-2. Gubo against Hughes, leadoff hitter for Anna here in the second. There's a ball skied to short right center field. Second baseman Ferrucci out, right fielder in. It drops. A base hit, a bloop single to right. Off the bat of Quentin Hughes, right fielder Parker Lloyd dashed forward. Ferrucci had no chance as that ball dropped in no man's land. Out beyond the second baseman, Quinn Hoing, and for the second straight inning, Anna's got the leadoff hitter aboard. Here's Cale Wanamaker, junior second baseman. He's way up in the box, left foot, a good foot in front of the plate. He squares the bunt, goes right through it. Runner on first, took off, comes back, throw to first base by Pringer of Rushi. The catcher bounces through, good backup along the right field line by the Rushi Raiders right fielder Parker Lloyd. That's a heads-up play.
Yeah, absolutely. You're taught to do that. You're taught to always be there. Even on those unexpected snap throws, you always got to be moving every pitch.
The count is a strike. And it's strike two. The hitter thought about bunting. Batter for Anna Wanamaker pulled the bat back. And the count is no balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Into the stretch is Gubo. Takes a look at first, fires. There's a ball popped in the middle of the diamond. Who's going to get it? Gubo off the mound. advancing toward the third baseline, spears it with the left glove hand for the out.
Pitcher's ball right there if they can get it. I know Kevin Flippo always preaches that too. The pitcher's the best athlete on the field. Remember is what he'd always say. And Maddox Scubo, that's his ball right there if he's able to get it. And off the hill, so nice play. You don't want the catcher to go get that right there.
Here is Ezra Egbert, sophomore third baseman for Anna. Runner still parked at first. Strike on the inside corner as Gubo blazed one on the inner half. Runner at first for Anna with one out is Quentin Hughes, who blooped a single to right center to start the inning. Throw to first and Hughes is back. Weather conditions here at Rushi are excellent. Steady breeze blowing out of the southwest to the left field corner. A lot of blue skies overhead. Some cumulus clouds off in the distance. Bouncing ball to the plate. Gets away from Pringer. Easy advancement down to second base for Wanamaker for Anna. Wild pitch. A ball, a strike, one out. Egbert hitting from the right side for Anna, which has a man in scoring position.
Well, there's your bunt, I guess, if you're in. You hadn't been able to get it down. That wild pitch, I guess, de facto counts as a bunt without taking that out.
Here's Gubo with a pitch. Ooh, just a little bit low. And bottom of the knees, top of the shin, called a ball. Two balls, a strike, two and one. Gubo throwing to Egbert. Runner in scoring position for Anna. Top of the second. Nothing, nothing game. There's a beauty. As that ball streaked right over the outside edge. It had some zip on it from Gubo to even the count at 2-2. Rushi left-hander into a stretch. Looks back at second. Looks again at second. Comes plateward. Breaking ball low and in. And it's 3-2 on Egbert.
Well, he wanted that one right there. Good hold-up by Egbert.
First base open, but I'm sure Gubo wants an out here in the worst way. Don't want to extend the inning any further with additional hitters. Stepping off the rubber is Gubo. Bluffs a throw to second. Left fielder Ferrucci extremely deep. Michael Voisard well back and left. So is the Raiders center fielder Eli Borchers. There's strike three, loose ball at the plate. And the catcher, Pringer, Ferrucci covers it up. Runner advancing for Anna, safe at third. It was pretty close as Hughes got a pretty good jump. Strike out of Egbert. We'll credit the base runner with a steal.
Yep.
So there are, or I should say that is the second out in the inning for the Anna Rockets, who have a runner at third with two down. My mistake, Egbert.
Yeah, got blocked.
Egbert reached first.
Yes.
And the situation there for Egbert was not a strike three. He walked on a 3-2 pitch.
Yep.
I thought he had cut at the pitch fully. It was not ruled a complete swing. He's aboard with just one down. Anna with a serious threat being posed. And the count is a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the new hitter.
Rushi playing their corners in middle back. They're playing their middle infield for a double play. And they try a little safety squeeze there.
Gubo to Colton Hengstler, right fielder junior, did bunt the ball foul to the right. That indeed was a safety squeeze attempt. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Hengstler. One out, not two. Egbert checked his swing on a 3-2 pitch and was granted first base on ball four. There's a good fastball, a speed ball over the outside corner. Oh, that was buzzed home by Gubo, and it caught Hengstler looking. Critical strikeout. Jace Knoll, first baseman, sophomore, steps in now for Anna from the left side. He is up in a run-producing situation. Runners at first and third for Anna. Top of the second frame. Two down. Gubo to the plate. High. To the tall Knoll, who stands about 6'3". Runner took off and advanced to second without a throw. Hustling in there was Egbert. Second and third now for Anna. with two down, top of the second, no score. Gubo stretching, pitching. There is a fastball above the waist on the outside half for a strike. Gets one and one.
And Egbert made it down to second. Defensive indifference there. No throw down by Pranger.
Lefty on lefty. Gubo against the left-hand batter, Knoll. Let's see if Gubo curves him. He's wide, well outside with the breaking ball. And it goes to two and one. Now Gubo running up the pitch count here through two innings. Although in the first, he faced just three batters, got the benefit of the out stealing. Gubo has two on, two out, tries to wiggle off the hook here in the top of the second. He comes plateward, and it's a foul off the mitt of the catcher, Pranger, to the backstop. And the count is two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on for Anna in the top of the second. No score. Here is Gubo, gazing in at the catcher, Pranger. Comes plateward, down with the pitch, off the plate outside. 3-2 as Gubo once again goes deep in the count. Two on for Anna, and the Rushi catcher, Sam Pranger, trots to the mound to talk to Gubo. Important juncture early in this game. Base knock for Anna. More than likely would play two. Left and center fielders for the Raiders moderately deep. Big hole left side of the diamond. And that 5-6 gap between third and short. Runners lead at second and third for Anna. 3-2 pitch by Gubo. Upcoming to Jace Knoll. Here it is. Breaking ball is in the dirt. Low and away. Ball four. They're loaded. Bryson Hull, senior right fielder, steps in.
Well, it's your nine guy. You go and attack him right away. I think you try to give him something where you can just go right at him. So picking around here, bases loaded, two outs.
Hull several inches shorter than the last two or three hitters for Anna. The first pitch is a strike call, nothing in one. As Gubo poured that one in there, he gets ahead. He dials up pitch number two. It looks to be good. It is. As the catcher, Pranger, held the target. The ball hit the mitt just below the waist on the outside half. And it's 0-2 as Gubo tries to set down Hull here in the top of the second with the bases full. There's a late swing, a roller to second. Hoeing charges for Rushi. He fields just before getting to the infield grass. Flips on to first for the out. Hull is retired. No damage done. Anna leaves three here in the top of the second. No score. Rushi Anna on scores. Broadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse products that tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades
for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, we start at the bottom of the second for the Rushi Raiders, and Grant Bergman is a quick out on three pitches. Good work on the bump, the Zach Plyman of Anna, as he puts down Bergman. And right now, Plyman is throwing strikes, one right after another, as he aims against Parker Lloyd and wheels in a fastball strike. And then Parker Lloyd spanks the ball back up the middle into center field. A base hit. Wanamaker, second baseman for Anna, dove off to his right, could not make the play. And it's a base knock for Parker Lloyd. Sharpest hit ball of this game so far, Brandon.
Yeah, that was a great pitch. And he threw in that sequence to Bergman, too, where he struck him on three pitches. He threw three pretty good pitches right over the plate. And Parker Lloyd saw a good one. He wasn't going to let a second good one go by him. That's a good piece of hitting there by the sophomore.
Runner at first with one out for Rushi, bottom of the second inning. Here is Leo Count, senior third baseman. Strike called as the hurler for the Anna Rockets is throwing BBs right now.
Yeah, and he's hitting the zone well. And for Rushi, they need to be, I think, a little more aggressive early in the count with how Plyman's throwing right now.
Zach Plyman again gets in on the fist of the batter. Ball nubbed to third. Good play, third baseman Egbert of Anna charges. Rifles a throw on to first. Yes, as it goes to Knoll, the first baseman. Two down, runner moves up to second in the person of Lloyd for Rushi. Two away, bottom of the second inning, no score. Rushi's got a runner in scoring position. Brandon, you were just reading something off your phone, some NCAA news inspired by the president, Donald Trump.
Possibly looking to try to limit transfers or have 5 years in college and one transfer, which has been discussion, which was discussed by Arkansas coach John Calipari during one of his pressers as well. Had been one to throw that idea out there. So very similar to what Coach John Calipari had said.
I wonder if hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other coaches would be in support.
I'd be interesting to see if he did an anonymous poll of basketball and football coaches in particular, because obviously those are the main sources of revenue for the NCAA. So it'd be interesting. I think there's got to be some change. It'll just be interesting to see how it happens.
One ball and two strikes, one and two on Sam Pringer, the catcher for Rushi, who waves at a breaking pitch, and he's out. Three strikes on Pringer. Runner stranded for Rushi at second base. We play two. We head to the third. It is Rushi nothing and a nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we swing to the top of the third here at Rushi on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. No score, top of the third. Hannah nothing, Rushi nothing. Each team with a hit has not been an error in the game. Pitching has been very good so far. Anna has flipped the lineup, and here is Zeb Plyman, who walked to start the game hitting, and the count is even up, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Zeb. Widespread stance at the plate. Left foot even with the front edge of home. 2-1 count as Gubo fires inside, 2-1 on Plyman. Plyman with very good speed, lightning quick. Ground ball to third. Third baseman muffs it once, picks it up and throws wide. It hits the fence, bounces back toward the first baseline. Plyman is on. I think a decent throw gets him. That's got to be a throwing error as the ball was dropped initially by the third baseman. Counts for Rushi. Still had time to edge the batter runner at first, then threw it away to compound problems. Had no chance to hit him when the throw was off the mark. Plyman is aboard on the E5. He's reached twice. A walk in the error. Brandon, I just got through saying neither team had made a miscue in the game so far.
Yeah, and again, Gubo's thrown more pitches because he's had those three walks that he's given up.
Right.
But now in the situation, Anna's tried to show bunt these first two innings, hadn't been able to get it down. This might be that situation, even though Worthington's at 2-0, you might see Plyman get put in motion here possibly.
2-0, 2-0 on Worthington for Anna. Runner at first base. Carson Worthington struck out in the first inning for the Rockets. Here's a steal by Plyman. He's got wheels. The throw is high. No tag applied. Plyman in easily, stealing second base. The count goes to 3-0 on the hitter, Carson Worthington. Plyman flashing his speed. He's down at second. No one out. Infield sneaking forward on the corners for the Rushi Raiders.
Guard against a potential bunt. I think he's going to... Yeah, he's there.
The bunter squares, bunts foul. Ball bounced off his leg in the box, rolled behind home plate. And the count's 3-1.
Surprised they let him bunt with it being 3-0.
I'm very surprised.
I mean, I'd see him look to the dugout because Tony Metzler doesn't coach third base.
Metzler was expecting a good pitch on 3-0 and thought it would be very buntable.
Yeah, that was up guard.
Oh, there's Plyman hustling to third on a steal with the pitch, and the ball is skied foul out of play to the right.
I like that aggressive idea to try to get Plyman to run there. He stole second pretty easily there. I like that idea by Coach Metzler, try to push the issue here with the third baseman in just a little bit.
And now the count is full, 3-2 on Worthington. Runner is second, nobody out for Anna. Third inning, scoreless game. Big lead for Plyman. Gubo to the plate. Outside edge. Yes, sir. Strike three called. Beautiful pitch by Gubo. As Carson Worthington is caught looking. Second time he's K'd in this game.
Both times he's been caught looking, too. So that's the fourth strikeout on the day for Maddox Gubo. Gubo's had to work around traffic pretty much all game so far, which has kind of riled up his pitch count here.
Here is Cale Hoying stepping in now for the Anna Rockets. We've got a runner in scoring position down at second base. Important stretch in this game. Gubo looks at second. Plyman is digging hard for third on the steal. He's there. The pitch was called a ball. And at third with one out now is Plyman, who's gotten steals at second and third after reaching first on the error at third base.
Plyman's got good speed. Plyman had a pretty solid throw down there in terms of accuracy, but Plyman's just too fast.
Cale Hoying looks at a pitch just wide. And the count goes to 2-0, 2-0 on Hoyne.
Don't know if this situation, maybe it's the Anna with another possible safety squeeze here. They tried it last and it didn't work. Could be in the cards here.
Infield is in. There's a ground ball to short. Unverperth fields cleanly. Looks toward home. Doesn't go there. Instead flips on to first. Out recorded. Run scores for Anna. Rockets get the run without the aid of a base hit. Ground ball goes from 6-3. Unverperth might have had a shot on Plyman at the plate, but he is so fast, he did not chance it. New hitter Quentin Hughes swings, lifts a fly ball to short center field. Rushi center fielder coming on. It's Eli Borchers. He can't make a play. Fields on a bounce. It's a pop fly single off the bat of Hughes, and he's gotten two bloopers in this game so far.
I was going to say, it seems like Rush is playing a little deep here, but there's no real wind. I mean, the flag's pretty still for the most part.
I would agree, given how Anna's hit the ball to the outfield, Raiders might be a few steps too deep in left and center, especially. Here's the initial pitch, a strike to Kale Wanamaker. With two down for Anna, top of the third, Gubo throws on to first. So Anna makes very good use of Zeb Plyman reaching to start the inning. And then Plyman steals second, steals third, and scores on the ground ball out to short. You talk about manufacturing a run.
And we saw Trey Meyer do that for Botkin's lone run last night when we called that game.
The count, two strikes on the hitter. Belated swing. Gubo whiffed him. A good hummer. The batter, Wanamaker, was late. He strikes out, but Anna plates a run. Rockets take the lead. 1-0 Anna. We go to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Brody Flippo for Rushi. The DH steps in to start the bottom of the third, and he's hit on the back foot with a low throw to the plate by the pitcher Plyman. Flippo knew that thrown ball from the mound was coming right at the lower left limb, and he let it go plunk, and he's on first base, hit by a pitch.
And he did everything he needed to. He just sat there and took it. Now you're at the nine guy. This is a situation where Coach Flippo likes to bunt, and he is.
Eli Borchers, good bunt out in front of the plate. And the catcher, Zeb Plyman, hustles a good 7-8 steps in front of home, out beyond the dirt. Pitcher doesn't get it. Plyman does. The sack bunt works. Yep. Throw on to first for the out. Well done by Eli Borchers. As the Raiders get the tying run down to second base with one out, here in the bottom of the third. Back to the top of the lineup, and Michael Voisard. Pitch by Plyman upstairs, a ball. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. 1-0 lead, Anna, bottom of inning number three here at Rushi on Scores Broadcast. Stepping off the rubber is the pitcher, Zach Plyman. Looks back at second, doesn't throw. Outfield very deep and left for Voisard, deep in center as well. Pulled toward the right field line is the right fielder for the Rockets. Voisard cuts over the top of the curve. It's a strike, a 1-1 count. 1-1 on Voisard as the shadows start to creep in between the first baseline and the pitching mound here at Rushi. That pitch looks good. It is. Strike two. Knees inside corner. A ball, two strikes. Tell you what, the plate umpire has performed extremely well in this game, Brandon.
Yes, he has. And then you see Voisard chase up there right on a pitch above his letters, but he fouls it off to stay alive.
Plate ump's been comfortable enough, consistent. Catcher, hitter, pitcher have liked what they've experienced so far. A ball and two strikes after a foul ball by Voisard. There's a breaking ball bounce to the mound. Good backhanded field by the pitcher, Plyman. Zips the throw to first, out. First baseman came off the bag to make the catch, then touches. Runner on second for Rushi. Moves up to third. Here is Maddox Gubo for the Raiders with a tying run sitting 90 feet away. Inning began when Brody Flippo was hit by a pitch for Rushi. Was moved along to second on a sack bunt by Eli Borchers. Voisard rolls out to the mound. Meantime, after the bunt and the runner moving to second, the Rushi runner Flippo advanced on to third on the ball batted back to the pitcher. So it's two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Gubo. Hits from the right side, and he's ahead in the count. It 3-0. It doesn't look like Plyman wants much to do with the Rushi batter.
Well, now if you're Gubo, you got to take because your best hitter, Cooper Umber, first on deck, and you don't swing at this 3-0 pitch, and he lets it go.
Yep. High fastball above the letters. Four straight pitches. The batter, Gubo, walks. And now you've got Cooper Umberforth up in a very good situation, Brandon. Runners at first and third, two away. You wouldn't think Anna would pitch around Umberforth.
I don't think so. I know there's a base open, but that's the lead run in the bottom of the third here. You don't want that run to go into scoring position.
Uh-oh, there's a curveball spanked hard into right field. It's a clean single played by the right fielder on one bounce. And the runner moving from third to home scores easily for the Raiders to tie up this game at one. Umberforth, the senior, comes through in the clutch. That ball was pasted, hard hit to right.
Yep, and that's exactly why, again, if you're Umberforth, you're up there attacking in the early part of the account, which I think the Raiders should do more second time through this lineup. Great swing playing right there by Umberforth, taking that ball the other way.
Here's Grant Bergman, looks at a very high strike, and that might have been the most questionable call of this game. That was well up in the zone, perhaps above the letters. Bergman looked it, overtook it. And then a curveball, he's out in front, strike two.
Well, Bergman's seen five pitches, and he's seen five strikes, and he's kind of just a little behind right now. Might need a backup, I think, in the box. He's going to call time here, which I think is the right thing. He needs to get settled in here. I think I don't give Bergman anything good to look at here if I'm Plyman.
Two runners on. The pitch by Plyman to Bergman. Bergman ducks, and the ball hits him in the helmet.
I was going to say something out of the zone, but something not quite there in the batter's box, right?
Wow, right on the top of the headgear. Bergman hit the pitch. Bases full. Parker Lloyd with the sacks clogged. Two down here for Anna, or I should say for Rushi in the bottom of the third. Raiders and Rockets are tied 1-1. Conference on the mound here on Scores, broadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
The pitcher on the bump, Zach Plyman for Anna, has lost his control. He goes to 3-0. One ball, two balls, three balls, all well out of the zone. Then gets a strike in the upper part of the strike zone against Parker Lloyd. And then Lloyd swings and cracks a ground ball to third, played by Egbert. He runs for the bag, force out. Bases were loaded, big out, turned in by the Anna Rockets, who stopped the Raiders' rally at a run. But Rushi ties it. 1-1 headed to the fourth. Rushi Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Oh, do we have a good game cooking here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. 1-1 tie, top of the fourth. Two balls, a strike, the count on Anna's third baseman, Egbert, as Gubo fires a fastball, a good one on the outside half. It's strike two.
That's a beautiful location right there, right at the knees. It's a tough place to hit a ball when you're a taller batter like you are, Egbert.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Gubo again. Breaking ball, nubbed out in front of the plate. The catcher, Bringer, pounces on it, throws to the inside at first in foul ground. The first baseman can't make the play. Ball rolls free down the right field line, and Egbert hustles around first and swings on into second base. Throwing error, clearly mistake by the catcher. E2, Rushi's second error of this game. Anna has not committed one, and the Rockets have a runner down at second with nobody out. Swing bunt in front of the plate. Ball is hit very softly, and head coach Kevin Flippo comes to the mound for the Rushi Raiders with a runner at second base for Anna and no one out here in the top of the fourth inning. I don't think there was a chance that the batter runner going to first was inside the base path.
No.
It was just a poorly thrown ball by the catcher Pringer of Rushi.
Yeah, just threw it off to the right of the first base bag.
Yep. 1-1 tie, top of the fourth, and a runner at second. Nobody out here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
And right now at Frisch's in Sydney, enjoy the Taco Bar 11 to 8 on Thursdays. And through Lent, on Friday nights, it's the Seafood Bar. One more evening for that at Frisch's in Sydney. Still there, going strong, never left, as popular as ever. Frisch's, Route 47, west of 75 in Sydney. Hengstler at the plate, bunting on three bounces to the mound. It's fielded by Gubo. The runner's going to beat the throw, which is wild. It goes beyond third, run scores. Batter runner to second. Error on the pitcher, Gubo. And the wheels are falling off defensively for Rushi. Here in the fourth inning, Anna with a runner down at second base. Still no one out. And batting from the left side, it's Jace Knoll for the Rockets.
Bunt again if you're Anna. Rushi just made a mistake. I'd bunt again.
Yep. Here is a high pop bunt. It's a good 20, 25 feet in the air to Gubo, who takes two steps off the mound and spears it. One down for Rushi here in, or I should say for Anna, in the fourth inning, having scored a run to take the lead at 2-1.
Well, and that play right there on that bunt, Maddox Gubo got it hit right back to him, and that's a play where he could wipe that guy out at third. He just took so long on the decision and then obviously made the bad throw. So it wasn't a bad decision by him going to third because it's hit right back at him. It wasn't a good bunt on Anna's part. Rushi just giving some mistakes away, and that's what you got to do. That's why you put the ball in play. That's why people bunt, you know, especially in high school baseball, is to maybe force those mistakes to happen.
Here is Gubo pitching, breaking ball in, might have nicked the batter down below the kneecap, well inside to Bryson Hall, and he's tagged with the pitch to the plate by Gubo, and runners are at first and third. Or I should say first and second for Anna with one out here in the inning. 2-1 lead in favor of the Anna Rockets.
And now you flip it back over to the top of the lineup to Zeb Plyman, who's been on base twice.
Yeah, you put the ball in play on the ground, no matter how you do it, including a bunt, of course. The ball has got to be fielded cleanly.
Yep.
Right decision's got to be made about where to throw it. The throw's got to be spot on.
Yep.
It's got to be received.
Yep.
Tag applied.
Yep.
A lot of fundamental things have to happen. Boom, 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 in order. And if you put the ball on the ground offensively, boy, the defenses can make mistakes. Here's a foul ball back off the bat of Plyman, and it's a ball of strike, 1-1 on him. One out for Anna. Two aboard, first and second. We are in the top of the fourth inning.
Rushi's already getting some action, warming up in the bullpen. Brody Flippo going down to throw in the Raider bullpen.
Gubo looks at his runners. Here he comes plateward. The ball lifted by Plyman. Foul along the right field line. Right fielder Ferrucci giving chase. Can't find it. It's out of play. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Might have heard the Anna coaches in the dugout down below saying, hey, that's a foul fly. Yeah. There's no reason to be wandering off the bag.
Exactly.
At second, go back and get tagged up.
You have to read that as the runner.
Yep.
You have to read that that's foul. You have to read that it's slicing and then go back.
A ball, two strikes, one and two on Plyman. Swings at a pitch in the dirt. He's out. Strike three. Big out recorded there by Gubo. Carson Worthington for Anna steps in with runners at first and second. Two down now for the Rockets in the top of the fourth. Anna leading 2-1. Gubo looks back at second. Uh-oh, the runner is picked off second. Gubo running right at him. Here's the throw to third. It gets by the third baseman, rolling free into the grass. Runner safe at third. He slid. Cannot advance home. Ball didn't trickle away from the foul line very far. But both runners move up. And I think if the ball is received at third and the throw is better, we've got an out there, Brandon.
Oh, easily. He was a deer in headlights right there. That was a great move by Gubo. And counts just didn't catch it.
Exactly. I think it's an E5. Here's the pitch upstairs to Carson Worthington. Scoreboard reads now 4 miscues on Rushi. Here's the pitch to Worthington. It is popped in the air, foul behind home plate. Pringer finds it, but it's clearly out of play. Second and third now for Anna. A single plate's two more. Left fielder for the Raiders is mighty deep on the hitter, Worthington. So is the Raiders' center fielder. Gubo comes to the plate, bouncing ball to third, charging counts. Oh, he fumbles it. He can't find the handle. The ball went off the tip end of his glove, stayed in the grass at third base. Run scores from third. And the coaches for the Rushi Raiders instructing from the dugout, you got to charge the baseball. Yep. You got to move in.
If that ball died and counts just didn't have his glove down.
Another run scores for Anna. Bouncing ball at third is not played. It was hit by Worthington. E5. And all of a sudden, 5 errors have been committed by Rushi in this game. A run, 2 hits, 5 miscues for Rushi. 3-2-0 for Anna. Boy, that error column about as significant as the run scored, because I've got to believe every single run in this game by Anna has been unearned.
It has, yeah.
It's a bouncing pitch to the plate to Cale Hoying. The ball, a strike on him, 2 away for Anna, and the inning continues. The Raiders' defense has kept this frame alive for Anna. 2 men have been plated. Runners at first and third for Anna. Foul to the screen off the bat of Hoying. 1-2. Hoying is struck out and grounded to Unverfirth. Rockets have 3 runs on 2 hits, both hits recorded by Quentin Hughes, and neither one hit hard. Runner on first is going. Hoying swings, and it's a towering fly ball to right center field. Right fielder on his horse, and it is caught out there by Parker Lloyd of Rushi. That ends the top of the fourth for Anna, which scores 2. 3-1 Rockets heading to the bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, two good curveballs by the pitcher Zach Plyman for Anna gets Leo Counts in a hole, nothing in two to start the bottom of the fourth. Then he takes two out of the zone, and the count is level, two balls, two strikes. There's the 2-2 curveball. Ooh, the plate umpire hesitates and motions just outside, and it's full.
Catcher stood up way too quick. He needs to frame that pitch right there. There's nobody on.
It might have blocked the view of the umpire. Doesn't make any difference. As Plyman whips one in there, and the hitter counts, strikes out swinging. Sam Pringer, junior catcher, steps in. Counts had grounded out third to first, his first at bat. Then he K's here to start the fourth. Pringer struck out back in the second for Rushi, and the count is a ball, no strikes on him here in the fourth inning with Rushi batting, trailing Anna 3-1. 3-2 and 0 for Anna. 1-2 and 5 for Rushi. Very unlikely numbers, and we're only in the fourth, and the Raiders have committed 5 errors. Curveball low and away. Count soars to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Pringer for Rushi. Batting with one down here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 delivery from Zach Plyman up and in, and it's a base on balls. And that is walk number two given up by Zach Plyman, pitcher of Anna here today. Here's Brody Flippo hitting. He was hit by a pitch, plunked on the back left foot to start the second, or I should say to start the third, the inning in which Rushi scored the lone run. There's a fastball strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one on Flippo. Runner at first for Rushi. One out, bottom of the fourth, and the Rockets lead the Raiders 3-1. Plyman stretching, missing inside, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Still here at Rushi on a night for which rain was forecasted. Plenty of blue sky overhead. A few clouds off in the distance. There's a ball pop foul, twisting out of play over the dugout. Beyond third, a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Well, I'd like for the weatherman to forecast a high percentage of rain more often. It will spawn the blue skies. Great night for baseball. There's a roller tapped up the first baseline about 10 or 12 feet foul off the bat of Flippo, and the count is a ball, two strikes, 1-2.
Yeah, it's ended up being a really beautiful night here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both these guys have school today. You know, perfect day to play baseball, especially if we're talking about April 3rd.
Breeze blowing right to left. Swing and a high fly ball to short right center field. Right fielder on the dead run for Anna. He missed it. Center fielder backs up the play, tries to get the force out at second, and it's ruled in time. And it looked like the runner sliding into second base might have beaten it by an eyelash, unless maybe his slide was slowed with a bent leg, perhaps, but it looked like the runner beat the throw. It was mighty tight, that's for sure. It appeared to be, it was going to be a pop fly single off the bat of the Rushi hitter, but it winds up being a force out at second base.
That's a tough ball to read as the guy on first base. You know, you don't expect that. You know, you expect it to be caught. He's on the dead run. Maybe could have got off a little more, but there's nothing you can do there.
Well, that go from 9-6 or 9-4?
He went from 9-4, I believe.
Right fielder to the second baseman. I believe you're right, Brandon.
I thought that the right fielder didn't miss it.
Recording the out, the second. The Rushi hitter is at 2-1. 2-1 on Eli Borchers, who laid down a sack bunt in the third. Here's the pitch by Plyman. Curveball down in the zone, perhaps below the knees. Borchers has a whack at it, goes over the top. 2-2, 2-2. Good breaking pitches from Plyman. 2-2 offering. There it is again. A big bender. Swing and a miss. Strike three. We played four here at Rushi. Anna 3, Rushi 1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up the leadoff hitter for the Anna Rockets in the top of the fifth inning. It's a number to the first base side of the mound. New pitcher Quinn Hoying. Off the rubber for Rushi to scoop it up, but he fumbled the ball, did get the out at first by a step, almost another miscue for Rushi, would have been the Raiders' sixth. The hitter Hughes had been 2-for-2 with 2 singles before the rollout to the mound, and here's Cale Wanamaker batting for Anna. He has popped out and struck out. We are in the fifth, Anna 3, Rushi 1. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The count, two balls, two strikes, and the hitter Wanamaker, who hammers a fly ball to center, moving in three steps. Center fielder Ferrucci hauls it in for the out. Is that still Eli Borchers in center, Brandon, for the Raiders? I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Some changes have been made. Quinn Hoying moving from second base to the mound. Grant Bergman from first base to second. Parker Lloyd in from right field to first. Some musical chairs going on for the Raiders, who are down just two. Certainly within striking distance.
Yeah, and Hoying was playing that second base position before. I think it was just positions was their changes. I think Hoying is still getting DH'd for.
Here is the first pitch by Hoying to the new hitter Egbert. A strike called. Second pitch bounces up there, and it's 1-1. Hoying again, high breaking ball, 2-1. We are in the top of the fifth, 3-1. Anna leads Rushi. Hoying on in relief of Gubo. Curveball, hammer, deep center field. Borchers on his horse, retreats, straightens up, faces the diamond, and catches head high. That was the deepest shot of this game. It was given a ride by Ezra Egbert of Anna, but he is retired. And we have played 4.5 here at Rushi. Anna Rockets lead the Raiders 3-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here comes Michael Voisard to the plate for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth. The Raiders have 9 outs remaining, 3 at-bats. They're down 3-1 to Anna. 3 runs, 2 hits, an error for Anna. A run, 2 hits, 5 errors for Rushi. All of the runs played by the Rockets unearned in this game. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 in Voisard. There's a strike. Fastball buzzed on the knees, inside half. A ball, a strike, 1-1 in Voisard. Rangy left-hand hitter for the Raiders. Right foot out in front of home plate. There's a ball sliced foul out of play to the left, 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Interesting, Brandon, how the outfield, especially in left, shades Voisard.
Yeah, they're playing pretty shallow in left.
And way over toward the line, unusual with a left-hand hitter at the plate.
There's quite a gap in left center.
Oh, my goodness.
So if Voisard can take it that way, yep, there's extra bases, I think pretty good chance of extra bases.
Voisard waves at an off-speed pitch that was on the outside part of the dish, and he's out on strikes. Maddox Gubo has struck out and walked. Voisard has been retired 3 straight times in this game for Rushi. Here's Gubo. Letter high strike delivered by Plyman, who appears to be in a groove again here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And just as I say that, the hitter Gubo shoots a line drive fair over the third baseman's head, about a foot inside the line. Good coverage by the left fielder for Anna, holding Gubo to a single.
Good approach there by Gubo, and a nice shove by Hall in left field, like you said, to track that down and prevent that from being extra bases.
Yep, well done by the left fielder My scorecard has got Hengstler in right and Hull in right, and that's not correct.
It's Hull in left.
Hull in left, and you're right, Brandon. He made a good play. He got on his wheels, sped over to the line, and held Gubo to a long single. A ball, no strikes, and now 1-1 on Cooper Unverfurth, who has knocked in the only Raiders tally in this game, a single back in the third. He needs it here to keep this inning alive. Grant Bergman to follow. Throw to first, and the runner is back as the ball short hops the first baseman, rolls several feet beyond him. The count 1-1 on Unverfurth. An all SCAL selection a year ago for the Rushi Raiders. Lyman looks at first, throws over there. Again, the ball gets away. Sometimes you wonder if a first baseman may do that intentionally, unintentionally, to see if the runner will take the bait.
I don't think he did right there.
Don't think so either. 1-1 pitch is very high to Unverfurth. 2-1. I tell you what, with the wind blowing to left, Cooper's got the pop in the bat to hit one well out of here. The wind is in his favor. The pitch by Plyman, very high. Throw behind the runner, not in time at first. 3-1 on Unverfurth, and Plyman on the bump for Anna. It better be careful right here.
Yeah.
Unverfurth's already got one jack on the season.
Yeah, and they're playing Maddox Gubo pretty aggressively, trying to keep him at the base.
Strike called on Unverfurth. Fastball in. 3-2.
I think it's when Coach Gubo yells out his signs. I think teams get a little kind of tight and are more likely to throw over.
Runner going. Pitch to Unverfurth. Bounced on 2-3 hops to the second baseman. He fields. Runner was advancing with the pitch. No force at second. Out recorded at first. Unverfurth is gone. Play goes from 4-3. So, Gubo, who singled along the left field line, is at second. And here's Grant Bergman. Base knock here for Bergman would enable Rushi to creep a run closer.
If I'm Bergman, I'm aggressive here. He's seen some good pitches early in the count that he's kind of been behind. Back in that box, choke up, try to take something in one of the alleys here. I think it's the approach you got to have for the sophomore in this situation.
Yeah, he struck out, been hit by a pitch. And this is a big at-bat for both teams. There's a breaking ball. Bergman takes a roundhouse cut, does not connect.
Good off-speed there by Plyman, too, and Bergman just not going with it. He's trying to pull everything off the left field.
Another pitch by Plyman. Misses. Breaking ball off the plate. Wide. The ball is strike 1-1 on Bergman for Rushi. Runner at second for the Raiders, who trail 3-1 in the fifth. Curveball, yes indeed. As Bergman buckled just a little bit. Accepted the pitch. In and over. 1-2. Plyman working quickly on the hill for Anna. Bluffs a throw back to second. A run, three hits, five errors, Rushi. Rushi's out hit, Anna, if you can believe that. There's a ground ball up the middle. Fine play, shortstop, Anna, streaking to his left. Hoying gloves, throws on to first, got him. The bid for the base hit, but Bergman is denied. Outstanding play by Cale Hoying for Anna. That was the defensive gem of this game. He robbed Bergman of a single. The ball was ticketed for center. Hit sharply back up through the box to the third base side, a second, a little behind it. Hoying made the play and fired the running throw on the first to get Bergman, who's out 6-3. Five innings in the books here at Rushi. Anna Rockets 3, Rushi Raiders 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be.
Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Starting the sixth inning for Anna, Colton Hexler swings and he whips a hard ground ball fair inside a third. Third baseman for the Raiders dove off to his right, couldn't make a play. It's a single along the left field line by Hengstler of Anna. Only the Rockets' third base hit of this game. That ball was really tagged. He's on at first against Quinn Hoing. The bunt is in order. It is back toward the pitcher. Bunt by Jace Knoll of Anna. It's a good one. Hoing off the mound fields and lobs a throw on to first to Parker Lloyd for the out.
Wasn't able to get those bunts down early, but I like the idea of getting toward the end of the order here, kind of trying to play this to kind of try to get Rushi, push Rushi in the danger zone. Haven't really put up much of an offensive threat outside of that fourth inning, but this is an opportunity right here to really kind of put it away, and one more run just seems to have so much weight in this ballgame.
And up to bat is Bryson Hull for Anna. One out, top of the sixth for the Rockets, who lead 3-1, runner down at second base. Hull has bounced out to second, been hit by a pitch. That was the third hit for Anna, which is now even with Rushi and base knocks in this game, three apiece. There is a beautiful curveball by Hoing, and it snaps in and over for a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Hoing looks back at second, delivers to Hull, bouncing to the plate, and it's out in front of Pringer. Runner on second is able to make third easily. Wild pitch in the dirt. 1-1 count on the batter. Now will Anna maybe bunt again with a runner at third, one down here in the sixth. Infield in for Rushi.
If it is, it's going to be a pie on this pitch. I think if you got to do it, you do it right now, right after the pass ball. You got all that momentum. I think it'd be on this pitch if I expected it.
A ball, a strike.
Yep.
Bunting is Hull at the plate. It's back to Hoing on the mound, and he reacts quickly, throws a strike to the plate to Pringer. Out! Runner trying to advance home from third is nailed. Hengstler out. Alert play by Hoing. Fine tag by Pringer. Well done defensively by the Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. Right there, that's right back at Hoing on the safety squeeze there. And like I said, and that's a 1-1 count situation. You got to know baseball right there. That's that situation where you got to either bunt it, safety squeeze it right now, or you're not going to do it. Nine guy, kind of in, not an obvious situation, but a situation where it's way more likely than some others right there, and just Anna didn't execute in that situation.
Well, but that bunt is a little more toward the foul line, Brandon. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It was just a little too much back toward the pitcher, who was able to fairly comfortably make the play.
And it's a safety squeeze, too. The runner at third does not have to go. On
right.
A suicide squeeze, you've got to go.
Right.
That guy at third that got thrown out, Hank Stedler, he doesn't have to go in that situation.
One ball, no strikes. One and nothing count on the new hitter for Anna. Runner at first, two down. Top of the sixth. Runner at first is going. Pitch is high. Throw down to second. Bouncing. Not in time. Trickles on into center. Rockets have a runner at second with two away here in the top of the sixth for Anna.
That's great. Bateman and a run.
Seb Plyman at the plate. He's got an RBI sitting out at second base. A chance to extend Anna's lead to 4-1. Left fielder, Boisard very deep for Rushi. Here is Quinn Hoying back on the bump. He'd stepped off. Gets the signals from Pringer. Works to the plate. Plyman drives it deep left field. Boisard galloping, galloping back toward the fence. It's over his head. It hits the base of the screen in deep left field. Plyman has just lashed a double. That ball was pummeled. Hardest and longest hit ball of this game. A double by Plyman as he belted that to deep left. He really got into that. As Hoying grooved one, Plyman made him pay, and Anna's up 4-1 with two outs here in the sixth and a runner at second base on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we return to action here at Rushi, Brody Flippo on the mound for the Raiders. The left-hander fires ball one to the Anna hitter. The long two-bagger by Plyman to deep left off the bottom of the fence has scored another run for Anna, which leads 4-1. Top of the sixth inning here at Rushi, 4-1 Rockets. Batter stepping in for the Anna Rockets with two away in the sixth. Ground ball in the hole between third and short. Nice play, Unverfirth off to his right and in. He's got it. Throw to first. Yes, by a half step. Unverfirth with a dandy play at shortstop for the Rushi Raiders, who made a couple of very good plays in that inning defensively. That one there by Unverfirth and Hoying off the mound to field the safety squeeze bunt and get a put out at the plate. But the Rockets tack on a marker to go up 4-1, a run scored by Anna here in the top of the sixth. 4-1, Anna leads Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Parker Lloyd, who's now at first base, bats for Rushi to start the bottom of the sixth. Raiders trail the Rockets 4-1. And pitching a gem on the mound, having tossed a complete game so far, is Zach Plyman for Anna. He whistles a strike in there to Parker Lloyd. Then that one's down, and the count is 1-1. On the batter for the Raiders. He has singled and been retired. There's a strike, 1-2. The ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Parker Lloyd. I'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. As Lloyd looks at one down and away, and the count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie, offers what you wanted. We have delivered with Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, and more. We have gone local, serving for you on our shelves just what you asked for. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps, and you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. Good start for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth as Lloyd is on. Thanks to a base on balls. Lloyd is at first. Rushi down 3. It's still a manageable difference, but the Raiders need base runners and timely hits. Anna's made an error in this game. Rushi's made 5. There's a pass ball or wild pitch. Rushi runner darts on down to second. The ball, no strikes, 1-0. And here comes Tony Metzler, third-year head coach for Anna, to the mound. Maybe a change is in order. Plyman perhaps tiring a little bit. He's thrown a gem for 5 innings. 4-1, Anna leads Rushi. Conference on the mound here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Up shortstop Cale Hoying for Anna moves to the mound. Zach Plyman, the previous pitcher, now plays short for the Anna Rockets. And the Rushi Raiders now have a runner at third with no one out in the bottom of the sixth as the first pitch delivered by Hoying gets away at the plate. Raiders base runner advances down to third. And there's a high pop foul off the, a fair fly ball in the infield off the bat of Leo Counts. And it's snagged by the pitcher, Hoying, coming down off the bump. That's a couple of pop flies nailed by pitchers in this game. Well done.
Yeah, and that's the exact type of out you want with that runner on third. You don't want that fly ball to be halfway out in center field for a tag. I always say you want to get a weak out. That's what I always say when I coach. You want to get a weak out in this situation.
Here is Sam Pringer at the plate for Rushi, and Hoying's pitch misses the catcher, goes to the backstop, and here's a runner coming home in easily for the Rushi Raiders is Parker Lloyd. Unearned run tallied by Rushi here in the sixth. It's a 4-2 game as each club has plated a run in inning number six. Swing and Pringer lifts a fly ball to short right. Second baseman for Anna drifts out and makes the play. It's Wanamaker on the catch. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Well, I kind of say that's kind of a little league way that Lloyd scored. He got on with the walk. He got to second with the pass ball, got to third with a pass ball, and scored at home on a pass ball.
Well, I tell you what, that's kind of the way Anna got his first run of the day.
It's been, you know, last night we did that Laramie Bakkens game. We talked about how well played that was in terms of, you know, cleanliness in the defense. This has been the exact opposite, and it's only 4-2. So we've only had about, maybe six hits between the two teams here so far. So the defense on both sides at times has been a little shakier.
Seven hits in this game, six errors, a few more mistakes of omission. Not nearly as smoothly played as last night's game we covered between Bakkens and Fort Loramie. Won by the Redskins 4-1. The count, a ball and two strikes on the hitter here for Rushi. Brody Flippo, no one on, a run in. It is a 4-2 game. Flippo fouls to the screen. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Flippo. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Anna in the lead by a score of 4-2. Flippo check swing, and it is a ball. I think Flippo took it. Don't believe it hit the bat. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Did the plate umpire say it was a dead ball?
Yeah, he waved his hands like it was a foul ball. I don't know if it hit off the handle of the bat or not, but he waved his hands to signal it was a foul ball.
That's up and away, ball three. 3-2 on Flippo. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on him. No one on for Rushi. Two down, bottom of the sixth. Anna leads 4-2. Pitch by Hoying. Oh, and he forced the hitter to climb the ladder. Good fastball up. Flippo waved at it. He's out on strikes. Flippo K's to finish the sixth for the Rushi Raiders, who did get a run, matching Anna's run in the top of the sixth. 4-2 game. Anna leads Rushi. We head to the seventh here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Thigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Cale Hoying is batting for Anna in the top of the seventh. Two balls a strike, 2-1 in Hoying. He struck out, grounded out to short, and skied to right, 0-3. The count is extended to 3-1 on Hoying. Anna in the lead, 4-2, top of the seventh frame here at Rushi. On the mound, Brody Flippo for the Raiders, and he loses Hoying with a ball four. Hey, don't forget Chafer Market in Fort Loramie, South Main Street, formerly Wagner's. Outstanding hot daily lunches, subs, salads, and wraps at Chafer Market. It's your community go-to store. And as well, some Chafer Market grab-and-go options available at Chafer Drive-Thru, north end of town, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. It's now Chafer Drive-Thru. So grab a cold sub at the new Chafer Drive-Thru. Here's an overthrow at first. Another error for the Rushi Raiders. And they continue to mount. That's number six. Bad throw at first base on the pickoff attempt.
Well, I think Parker Lloyd just didn't get his glove up. I look like, from me, he should be able to move a little bit off and get that ball. I don't think the throw was that off line.
We had a good view of it right here above first base, didn't we?
Yeah, it's just...
E3.
We've seen that a couple times here today, and... You know, we could say it's the beginning of the season there, but those are balls you just have to have.
And here's a bunt attempt at the plate by Anna. Bunting through is Quentin Hughes. Four runs, four hits, Anna. Two runs, three hits, Rushi. Starting to swing, Hughes takes a ball low, just missed. A ball, a strike on Hughes. Hoying aboard down at first base, or I should say at second, after the missed throw by Lloyd at first. There's a number off the mound to the first base side. Good move off the bump by Brody Flippo. He gathers the ball and fires a strike to first base to nail the batter runner for Anna. One down for the Rockets in the top of the seventh. 4-2, Anna leads. And the runner had been at second base advances on to third. Anna chance with one out to plate another run in this inning. That play went from 1-3. Hughes now 2-for-4 officially in this game. He's got half of Anna's four hits. Here's Cale Wanamaker. A pop out to the mound, a strikeout, a fly ball to center, 0-for-3. Runner at third. Safety squeeze in order for Anna. Infield in. There it is. Safety squeeze. First baseline. Foul ball.
And that first baseline is where you want to probably put it at. And they just haven't executed it. They tried it three times. And again, that's just execution and reading it as a base runner. There's just a couple more caveats in the safety squeeze than there is than a regular, just traditional suicide squeeze.
If you get the safety squeeze down in the right place, there is nothing at all the defense can do unless that runner on third falls flat on his face 30 feet from home plate.
Jeff Sanders has had some teams at Loramie that have been able to execute that safety squeeze to perfection. I remember one game, you know, in regional playing against them where they executed about four or five times. There's nothing we could do to stop it. And just knew it was coming. We couldn't stop it.
Count goes to 2-1 and Wanamaker. Runner at third and insurance tally for Anna. Pitch is on the inside corner. It froze Wanamaker, who leaned away, took a strike two call, 2-2. Anna batting top of the seventh, leading Rushi 4-2. Runner at third for the Rockets. Pitch to the plate, wide. Full count, 3-2. 3-2 on Wanamaker here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Turned into a delightful evening for high school baseball here at Rushi. There's a ball belted on a line in between third and short. Base knock for Wanamaker. Run scores 5-2, Anna. That is a clutch one-out single with a runner at third for the Rockets, Wanamaker. Ball was hit reasonably hard but placed perfectly right between Unverfirth and the third baseman for Rushi, who were in a few steps with the runner at third. One down, Anna, runner at first, 5-2 lead. And here's a called strike to Ezra Egbert. Egbert 0-2 officially with a walk. Now for Anna, that's five hits. Egbert swings, loops a fly ball, middle of the diamond, caught by the pitcher. The runner was running, hit and run, and the runner was two-thirds of the way to second. The pitcher, Flippo, catches the pop in the middle of the diamond. It wasn't very high, and then he shoots a throw to first base to double off the runner. Inning over for Anna in the top of the seventh. Rockets did score one. It's now 5-5-1 for Anna, 2-3-6 for Rushi. Bottom of the seventh upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Well, we joined the bottom of the seventh inning for Rushi a little tardy. First batter, Eli Borchers, grounds out to third to Egbert. And then the second hitter for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh skies the ball to right. Michael Voisard hit it out there. Pretty well hit. Struck cleanly, but right in his tracks. The right fielder, Hengsler, hauls it in for Anna. Two down now for the Anna Rockets and hurler, Cale Hoying, who tries to finish out this game. Anna leading 5-2. Maddox Gubo hits. And it's two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Gubo. So many thanks to Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer. And don't forget, Schaefer RV Storage is new. Located right behind Schaefer Market, the bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com, to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Two balls and a strike after a foul ball. 3-1 as that pitch is low, dribbles away from the Anna catcher. 3-1 for the Rushi hitter with two down, bottom of the seventh. Raiders down to their last out, trailing 5-2 to Anna in SCAL baseball action here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoeing winding, firing, an upstairs fastball is popped up foul over the concession stand between home and third, and the count goes to 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. As that pitch by Hoeing is up and in under the chin of the hitter who walks, Gubo is aboard for Rushi. Ground out to third, a fly ball out by Voisard. A walk to Gubo. Here's Cooper Unverfirth. He is 1-for-3 in the game. 2 ground outs to second and a hard single to the outfield. 5-2 Anna. Rushi down to its last out. 2 away, a runner on, bottom of the seventh. Here's a low pitch to Unverfirth, the second ball thrown by Hoeing, and the count goes to 2-0. And we've got a conference on the mound by the Anna infield. Gives us the opportunity to let you know that Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street has been styling for 40 years. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo. Stylists are Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, where it's our experience, but your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 2 balls, no strikes, the number Firth. That pitch is very high, might have tipped the very top of the blue helmet. Hit batsman, as that was a very slight beaning of Unverfirth, and he's on at first. And tell you what, Brandon, right here, a 3-run jack ties up this game.
Yeah, and right in the middle of your order, Coach Tony Metzler are going to come in and talk to Kale Hoeing, and I think take him out and say, hey, we got to get this out here. I don't know if he's going back to Plyman here.
And Coach Metzler leaving nothing to chance.
He's going back to Kale Wanamaker.
Oh, he is making a change. Wanamaker, who is ordinarily your second baseman for Anna, goes to the bump to try to get this last out. Coach Metzler pulling out all the stops. 2 on for Rushi. Tying run at the plate. 5-2 Anna. 2 down, bottom of the seventh. 5 runs, 5 hits, an error for Anna. 2 runs, 3 hits, 6 errors in this game for Rushi. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And we say hello to Barker Insurance. Barker, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the 2 or 3 most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or make a call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker. Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 1 pitch in relief delivered by Wanamaker. It's a check swing grounder right back to him. He fields, throws on to first, and that will do it. Anna defeats Rushi 5-2. 5 runs, 5 hits for Anna. 2 runs, 3 hits. 6 miscues for Rushi as the Rockets remain unbeaten. 2 wins and a tie with St. Henry. It's a big Shelby County Athletic League contest here tonight at Rushi, and Anna comes out on top by a final tally of 5-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Anna Rockets victorious here today over Rushi. Final tally 5-2 as Anna defeats the Raiders on the road here at Rushi High School. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left, still going strong. Michigan Avenue west of I-75, as popular as ever. You'll love the taco bar, priced just right, 11 to 8 on Thursdays. And we've got another seafood bar on Friday at Frisches. The Lenten Fish Seafood Bar, you'll love it at Frisches on Friday evening. That's tonight. Take advantage. And don't forget, Frisch's has those favorites which have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, superb hot fudge cake, and more. Frisch's Breakfast Bar opens 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends. That's Frisch's in Sydney, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 on weekends, till 9 weeknights. And the new dinner menu has got spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Rushi Raiders commit a grand spanking total of 6 errors in this game. Only 8 hits between the two clubs. Anna wins in a triumph over Rushi by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, unofficially 5 hits for Anna as our scoreboard disappears. Brandon's got the official numbers alongside as Anna plated a run in the third, 2 more in the fourth, Anna got a run in the sixth and tacked on a run in the seventh. Rushi got runs in the third and sixth inning. Brandon, I thought Zach Playman pitched extremely well for Anna, mixed in the curveball, had the Raiders off balance most of this game. Excellent job by Playman on the bump for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, he did a nice job getting ahead of batters and throwing strikes, and that's the key, you know, getting ahead in the count, you know, especially when you're facing good offenses. So that's key. I'm going to go with Zeb Playman as my player of the game for Anna, for Rushi. You know, I'm going to go with Cooper Umford, played a solid short, you know, drove in a run. So, because kind of a struggle here for the Raiders. I mean, they had those four errors in the fourth inning. That just kills you right there. It wasn't a clean game on both sides, you know, defensively, even though the score was only 5-2. We talked about it last night, you know, in the Laramie-Botkins game about how, you know, how clean, you know, you don't expect to play in the early part of April, and it kind of showed tonight like it didn't show last night. So, I mean, right now, I think both teams got to learn. You know, obviously can't be satisfied, but it's the first week in April, and you only got about three more weeks, and you'll see each other again.
Four errors in one inning, as you mentioned. How often at the high school level can you win a game and survive four errors in one frame? In fact, all of the Anna runs, I think, in this entire game were unearned.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You can't let it snowball, and Rushi let it snowball, and Anna took advantage. And, you know, later on when, you know, Rushi got it back within two, it looked like they might have a threat coming, you know, shut it down. They were able to get some good hits. Seth Plyman hit that ball to the face of the wall, I think kind of sealed the game there. That's also part of the reason why I'm picking him as a player of the game. But, you know, that right there, you cannot let simple errors snowball, and Rushi did. And Anna capitalized, so, you know, credit to the Rockets, they capitalized on those mistakes.
And when Anna got base runners, the Rockets turned up the heat. Stolen bases, advancing on wild pitches, pass balls, the sack bunts, safety squeezes. Anna played small ball to the hilt and winning this game by a score of 5-2.
Yeah, they didn't get any of those safety squeezes down successfully. They were over probably three or four on getting those down, but they were getting some bunts down later. So there's things that both teams were going to know. It's early in the year. You know, a lot of these teams are, you know, getting to know each other. This Anna team got a lot of sophomores playing on some experience. And Rushi, pretty much, for the most part, they're trying to figure themselves out. They graduated a heavy senior class. It's, you know, they've been to state 4 years in a row. They've got a lot of things, I think, to figure out with themselves, especially, really on, I think, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, these two clubs graduated a grand total. I think I counted 17 young men graduated as seniors 1 year ago. Off these two baseball clubs combined, 17, that's a lot to replace. Asking quite a bit from sophomores who need to mature, develop, and grow up in a hurry in this baseball campaign. And as you mentioned, our Sour Mug stars of this game, pitcher Zach Playman for Anna, shortstop Cooper Unverfurth for Rushi. Sour Mugs sponsors this segment of our presentation, Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the social at the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
healthy home and garden, start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back here to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, as we conclude this presentation of high school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna winning over Rushi by a score of 5-2. Anna on the season, now two victories and a tie. That occurred on Tuesday, March 31st at home against St. Henry, a 3-3 deadlock. Anna's got wins over Jackson Center, 12-0, and Rushi today, 5-2 here. Anna now 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League and plays tomorrow at Indian Lake. Hosts Houston in league action Monday, is at Bodkins in league action next Thursday. Meanwhile, Rushi is 1-2 in the campaign, the win over Fairlawn, the loss 5-1 at Minster on Tuesday. Rushi now plays Jackson Center on the road on Monday, at Versailles on Tuesday, and then in the St. Henry Invitational 1 week from tomorrow. So looking down the road, that immediate schedule doesn't get any easier for the Rushi Raiders, who've got the Versailles Tigers next Tuesday, and then a couple tough opponents in the St. Henry event 1 week from tomorrow, Brandon.
That Versailles game, I think, will be a fun one because, you know, Coach Bill Sterwald is over there now at Versailles, and Coach Flippo was a longtime assistant of Coach Sterwald's at Laramie for a long time. They coached together for a better part of a decade, and then, you know, Coach Flippo coming back here to his alma mater at Rushi, and him and Coach Sterwald for a couple years had some great battles for a couple years. Two great coaches that I've had the privilege to coach under, and that'll be a fun game just seeing them play each other. It's not the fact that it's just Rushi for sales, but it'll be fun to see those two good baseball minds go at it.
Anna tonight took advantage of opportunities against Rushi, and I'm sure the message from Kevin Flippo, head coach of the Raiders, to his players was, we've got some things to clean up.
Absolutely, but it's the first part of the season too, and you know, it's trying to figure things out. You know, it's some of these people are probably in foreign spots that they're not used to, and again, it's all about figuring things out. It's all about, you know, just figuring out what fits best, what fits this lineup best when this guy's on the mound. And that's the other thing. It all revolves around pitching. You know, your defense, you put in a guy like, you know, Maddox Scubo or Brody Flippo, wherever, that's going to change, you know, your whole philosophy of your defense, too. You know, where this guy goes, where this guy moves, and all that stuff as well. So, you know, it's going to take time, but, you know, it's something that, you know, if I'm a Rushi fan, you know, Coach Flippo will get kind of control of, and he'll really drive home. And I think you'll see the Raiders be playing a better ball here coming up.
Yeah, Coach Flippo of Rushi in year number 12, 8 straight district titles for the Raiders, 5 straight regional championships. And during one stretch from March 21 to March 24, a 104-24 record. Raiders below 500 right now in the campaign at 1-2, a rebuilding season of sorts, especially here early in the campaign, 2026. Tony Metzler, head man at Anna, also fielding a pretty young club, got the pitching he needed, and the Rockets took advantage of Rushi errors, and that pretty much just sums it up.
Yeah, I think you take out the errors. I still think, you know, Anna was the better team anyway. You know, they struck the ball a little better than the Raiders did tonight. And, you know, I think overall you take out the errors. It's still about a 2-1 Anna advantage, 3-1 Anna advantage. So, but, yeah, they did take advantage of those errors, and that helped them really kind of separate themselves from the Raiders here tonight.
So many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. New subdivision being developed by Wygant. It's near Lake Loramie on the fringe of Fort Loramie. It's across from the Loramie, I believe, on the other side of the roadway. Check with Wygant Real Estate and Development and learn all about that new subdivision and other development sites by Wygant Real Estate and Development located in Minster. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a brand new underwriting sponsor, Fort Loramie Brewing, Loramie Brewing Company, located on North Main in Fort Loramie. A new underwriting sponsor with outstanding fish available on the Lenten menu. You will love it. And plenty on the kids' menu, too, at Loramie Brewing in Fort Loramie. If you like grilled cheese, you youngsters, mac and cheese, you'll love Loramie Brewing on North Main in Fort Loramie. Make it a family affair. It's not the greasy bar food. It is created special, prepared fresh each day at Loramie Brewing Company. Outstanding menu. You will love it. Give it a try. Thanks so much to our online listeners here today. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com schedule. Minster Wapakoneta, weather permitting, is on tap for Monday at Minster. That's Wapakoneta at Minster, Monday night, first pitch at 5, airtime 4:25. The Wapakoneta Redskins against the Minster Wildcats on Monday evening. Check out the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated broadcast schedule. Thanks again to the online listeners and all of our sponsors, our big array of business and industry who support our presentations online. They make Scores Broadcast available free of charge to our hundreds of listeners each and every evening here on Scores Broadcast. For Brandon, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Rushi High School. Final score, Anna Rockets beat the Rushi Raiders 5-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors.
Hours is offered by Francis Schultze, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.